There will be extended hours for early in-person and absentee voting this week. Voters can cast their vote from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday at the Licking County Board of Elections in downtown Newark. Bring a photo ID with you to vote. The City of Newark says ODOT will continue with asphalt paving today and tomorrow at the newly opened Thornwood Crossing Bridge and new roundabout at Reddington Road. Motorists should expect delays as crews improve the roadway. Crews will work from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. The Luger Lecture Series will welcome former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to Denison University for class discussions and an onstage conversation on Wednesday. Holder is the third longest-serving Attorney General in U.S. history and the first African-American to hold that position. Holder served in the Obama administration from February of 2009 to April of 2015. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Newark City Council will have their regular meeting at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers. They'll vote on an ordinance prohibiting camping on public property aimed at the homeless population. It's a hot-button issue that's brought many residents to council meetings to express their opinions. $60 million from a state grant is coming to support Ohio teachers in providing effective literacy instruction to help students maximize their reading and writing skills. Now, the money can be used for improving students' outcomes and coaching for teachers and principals on how to effectively bring the science of reading into their classrooms or partnering with a local library. The Ohio University has issued a public safety notice after three students, two men and a woman, were walking near 1728 North High Street Thursday night. Officers say one of four suspects approached the woman and made remarks to her. The suspects then assaulted the two male students who were treated at Wexner Medical Center. The woman was not injured. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.